Welcome to Dollars and Cents, Creating Your Fulfilled Life with Nicole Romito from Private Vista. In this podcast, we draw from years of experience as well as guest specialists to help you create the life you imagine. Join us in this journey as we enlighten and empower you to align your lifestyle to help you achieve your goals with a clear picture of your future. Now, let's get to the show.
And welcome to the Dollars and Cents podcast with your host, Nicole Romito. Nicole, so good to be with you again. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you today, Bill?
I'm great because I'm excited about this topic today.
I am too.
It's vacation time.
I know. And I would say most people I know love to travel. And sometimes I'm excited for our guest today because oftentimes kind of the deal breaker or showstopper can be the actual planning of the trip. Mm-hmm. And so joining me today is Bird Bergeron. And hi, welcome, Bird.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks so much for having me, you guys.
Oh, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. And for our listeners, we are going to have a two-part series with Bird. So for our first episode, which you're listening to right now, Bird and I are going to discuss how to avoid travel mistakes in 2025. And then she will come back and we are going to talk about how to plan a memorable family trip. So our listeners know that a big part of what we do is legacy planning. And oftentimes, since we're a wealth management firm, people automatically think, oh, that's going to be about the money, inheritance, trust, things like that. But Bird and I are going to talk about a legacy of memories by having a fantastic experience with you and your loved ones. Before we jump in, Bird, let me give a brief background on you for our listeners. Bird is the CEO leading a $13 million travel agency. That's amazing. She is revolutionizing the luxury travel space. Her innovative model redefines the role of travel agents by allowing them to focus on crafting a bespoke experience while specialized support staff manages the intricate details from invoicing and dinner reservations to spa appointments and beyond. Bird's commitment to curating exceptional itineraries is unwavering. Every booking undergoes a meticulous triple check process, and this ensures flawless execution and unforgettable journeys for her discerning clientele. Okay, Bird, that sounds amazing. I want to cancel the episode and plan my next trip with you.
I'd love to. Where are we going?
How about where are we not going?
Exactly.
Bird, if you don't mind, I know we just shared a little bit about your amazing travel agency you've built. I know our listeners always enjoy learning a few personal things about our guests. So if you want to share what you do in your free time when you're not helping people create incredible trips.
Absolutely. Well, I am a mom of two. I've got a 5 and a 2-year-old, so I'm right in the thick of everything right now.
Oh my gosh, you need a trip.
They're at that perfect age where they're so lovey-dovey. You know, every morning I get, Mommy, I love you, and all the hugs and kisses. So when they're yelling at my face, I just remind myself, you know, I also get this great part of it. So other than that, I'm a big outdoorsy person. I love hiking and kayaking and stuff like that. So I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I am lucky enough to get to have the beautiful outdoors right in my backyard. So I'm very grateful.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Well, let's just jump right in then. As I said, we're going to talk about travel mistakes and you're going to give some tips on how to avoid those. So I'm going to let you jump right in with where you'd like to start.
Yeah. So I think the biggest one that really slips almost everyone's mind is making sure they're understanding what's going on in the location they're trying to get to. So I will use Italy right now as a great example because this year is actually a Jubilee year. So it happens about every 25 years. It is a huge celebration for the Catholic Church. Everyone know where the Catholic Church is headquartered? They are in Rome, right? Yeah. So they're in the Vatican. What happens in Italy is it's really a countrywide celebration. It's not like it's just the Vatican and it's contained, you know, there's events everywhere. And if you're not really understanding what's happening with the destination you're going to and local events, you could show up and then all of a sudden find out that another 100,000 people also showed up that day for an event that you weren't aware of. So we've actually gotten a couple of panic calls over the last few months just saying like, oh, I was supposed to go to the Vatican and they canceled it and this, that, and the other. And, you know, they just didn't plan ahead for Jubilee or big events or big season. So yes, there's a few things that happen year long where you wouldn't want to plan all year, but there's also just local holidays. People just don't think to Google, you know, what are the national holidays in Ireland before they go? So then again, they show up and everything's closed, or they completely miss the celebration that was happening right around them because they just didn't plan or look ahead. So I think one of the biggest mistakes people make is not taking the time to figure out what's happening locally. All they do is say, you know, I want to go to Greece. I have to hit Santorini. I have to hit Athens. I got to see the Acropolis, and then they're done, right?
Well, and I love by understanding what the local celebrations are going on. I mean, I can't think of a better way to really immerse yourself in the local culture.
Right? Yes, absolutely. You want to know the big events that are happening because that makes the trip so much more special.
I love that. All right. So we got that. What's your next mistake to avoid?
There we go. I'm going to be slightly selfish here and say it's not using a professional is a big mistake.
And I love it. Shameless self-promotion.
Here's what I'll say. You may go to, you know, London once, maybe twice in your life. We plan a trip to London every single week. So there are going to be these little tips and tricks kind of just we're picking up along the way because we're doing this full time. So I think with that, the reality of like, even if you're not sure you want that person to plan your whole trip, calling them and having kind of that initial conversation can be really helpful in framing what it is you want to do and making sure you're being pointed in the right direction. Actually, Nicole, I gave you a great example. When we were chatting earlier, we have clients all the time that call us to do an expedition cruise to Antarctica. And this is always a great example because if you don't know what you're doing, you may be looking at pricing and not really understand the difference. And you may pick a cruise that's a little bit more budget friendly, we'll call it. Well, the budget friendly ones tend to be larger ships. Well, Antarctica has a lot of special rules that not everybody understands. And if you have over 500 people on a ship, you cannot get off the ship. So you may go all the way to Antarctica and never step foot on your seventh continent, which is why most people go. They want to get on all the continents, right?
Yes, yes.
And then between 250 and 500, you can get in only a couple of the ports. Whereas if you're under 250, you can really explore Antarctica truly. So having a professional that just kind of knows that off the top of their head can make all the difference in your true experience at the end of the day.
I love that. And that's, I think that's an important tip, right? Because like you said, if you're traveling all that way and then not to be able to get off the ship, that
How
would just be so disappointing.
Oh, I'd be crushing.
You got to go walk around with the penguins, right?
There you go. I'm going to bring one home with me. They're so cute.
I know. They're so cute. I was in, and speaking of that, my dad and I did a trip to the Galapagos Islands.
Yeah.
And this was before I knew you. Otherwise, I would have called you up. But the same thing, I had talked to people who went and they're like, you have to use a travel agent because the Galapagos, they're doing a great job of protecting the asset. So there's like special permits. Some islands you can only get to if you're part of a cruise or company or things like that. So I agree. It was definitely a wise choice to use.
I love it. One of my favorite fun facts about penguins is that if you go to Antarctica or a snowy location where penguins are, by the end of the season, all the snow turns pink because their poop is pink. Like that is the cutest animal on the planet. Oh, so they eat a ton of shrimp. And you might be, you can't get any more adorable unless you poop pink. That's it.
Wow. Oh my God. Well, my fun fact, and then we'll move on. It's not going to be the penguin episode. We promise you, listeners. That's why I brought up Galapagos. I had a senior moment. There's penguins there because you're on the equator. And I think they're either the smallest or the second smallest penguins in the world. And so I was snorkeling and like they would come right up to you and they'd like poke at your nose or swim with you. And I wanted to take one home too because they were so little teeny, so cute.
What an experience though, right? Yeah. Like absolutely an incredible memory to take home. Yeah,
absolutely. All right. So I think we're going to put the penguin part of this to bed, sadly. But what's your next tip so our listeners can have a great trip?
Yeah. So I think the reality of planning ahead is something that people forget. I get a lot of last minute requests. And I also get this, isn't the best time to book a flight 6 to 8 weeks before the flight? That was common knowledge for decades, right? That they had these last minute, you know, we didn't have the capacity filled, so we're going to drop rates. What we've seen since the pandemic has been really interesting, and we're actually seeing the lowest rates the first 2 months they're released. So for everybody that doesn't know, flights are released 11 months in advance.
Okay.
So between 9 and 11 is going to be your cheapest price for flights. And it's simply because with AI and all the computer algorithms, the airlines have found ways to absolutely max out capacity. When you look at pre-pandemic numbers, you would typically see a flight around 80% capacity. Now you're seeing them around 94 to 96 on average. They are filling those puppies up. You guys have probably been on that flight once or twice, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they're being filled and they're not needing to drop the rates. So they're actually just seeing the rates climb higher and higher and higher as it gets closer. And then in reality, more and more people realized how important travel was to them after the pandemic. You know, you couldn't leave your house, and now they're like, I've got to do it. So we're seeing higher tourism numbers, which is great for me. But the reality is, if you are wanting that really immersive, boutique, very unique, interesting hotel stay, that's going to be booked 9 months out. That's not going to be something you can book a month or two before your trip. So if you're, you know, listening to this in May or June, and you're like, oh, I'm going to plan a trip for the end of the summer, you're way behind the curve at this point. So we typically recommend our clients and any repeat clients that work with us, we always call them about 10 months in advance and say, what are you doing in 10 months? Like, what are you doing next year? So we can kind of keep them on track. So they're getting the best rates, the best options out there. So really just thinking in advance, which is really hard to do, let's be honest.
It is. Yeah. All right, good. That's a good one. And that's good to know, because I also thought it was better to kind of wait till last minute for the flight. So there's my fun takeaway. What is your next mistake, and then tips to avoid it?
Yeah, so next mistake is not having any type of local support. So we do find, you know, it's travel, things go wrong and things happen. What is nice is when you do have somebody that's in country that can help with whatever it is, especially thinking medical needs. Fun fact, in Europe, typically if you're in a hospital, you have to pay your bill before you leave. That is a whole different situation than what happens in America, right? And a lot of people don't have just $30,000 in cash laying around. So they're calling their wealth advisor and they're saying, I need money right now. I had appendicitis and I'm in Spain. Come help me, right? So if you have that local support through the tourism board, through the company you're booking through, whatever that looks like, you're much more likely going to be able to have someone that can advocate on your behalf and make that experience a much smoother experience. We sadly just had a client about a year ago that fell getting out of a hot tub in Croatia.
Oh,
hit his head and ended up having an aneurysm. And spent several weeks in the hospital. And luckily, we had connections in Croatia that were able to go and communicate on his behalf and translate. That's a very scary moment, you know? They were able to translate for him and be there. So
yeah, because that's where my head went at. The financial, but if you're in a country and you don't speak the language, like, how terrifying is that if you're having a major health issue?
Absolutely. No, thank you all day. But if somebody was like, hey, I work with the Croatian Tourism Board, I speak English, I'm going to be able to help you navigate this. It feels very different, right?
Very different. Yeah. Okay. All right. These are all great tips.
Doing my best.
All right. What's our next one?
All right. Last but not least is really just thinking through budget. I think a lot of clients do this. They go, oh, I don't have a budget, Bird. Everybody has a budget. I have planned trips for literally hundreds of thousands of dollars. I find that when I throw that out, people all of a sudden have a budget. All of a sudden they're like, well, you know. And it's not, you know, that question in mind is not what can you afford. The question in mind is more, what is the amount that you feel like deserves the investment in this experience, right? Because again, you can spend 10 grand or you can spend 100 grand and you can go to the same country, right? So it's really thinking through. But what I get a lot of times, especially with younger travelers, is they give me kind of that total final amount that they want to spend. And then they get there and they're like, we cannot order that second glass of champagne. We don't have any money left in the bank. thinking like totality, this is, you know, the typical honeymooner just splurges and doesn't understand money because they're planning really expensive weddings.
Yeah, exactly. Anything seems cheap after that,
don't have
right?
A clue. So yeah, we try to coach them and help them understand the reality of the fact that you still have to pay for a lot of things when you get there, and you want to take souvenirs and go to fancy restaurants and do those things. So when we think about what that total budget looks like, that's always an important question. And I'm going to say, with your clients, Nicole, working with a wealth advisor is always really helpful in the fact that you could kind of plan a couple years out. So as a travel agent, I've sat down with people's wealth advisor and said like, okay, let's go through what we want to do over the next 3 to 5 years. I'm going to give you ballpark budgets of, you know, the clients that I know. So I know how they travel and what they're looking at.
Right.
And we'll kind of plan like, okay, we're going to allocate 20, 30, 40, whatever it is this year. But next year, we want to do something crazy off the chart. So we're going to allocate something different. And I think just having those realistic conversations helps everyone feel more comfortable with the process too. You guys know, you kind of give them permission to spend the money even though it's theirs. It is
exactly. I was talking to clients earlier today, Bird, and they have a second home in Italy. And every time they book their trip, I'm like, did you book the, you know, the business class or first class tickets? They're like, no, that's crazy money. And you know, and they're like, you're going to have to keep telling us. We're like, we hear you tell us we can afford it, but we just can't, you know,
we don't believe it.
Yeah. So it does help.
Tell them to call me. I'll press the button for them.
Perfect. Yeah. Maybe that's what they need is delegate the pressing of the button. But also too, I think just to add on, that is a category we typically do break out from like general spending.
Yeah.
And for a couple of reasons. First of all, you know, it is discretionary. So if something happens either with our personal situation or, you know, if we're in a recession or the markets happen to be down when they are thinking of a trip, it's easier for them to like dial back.
Yeah.
But then also to your point, many of our clients, the reason they're clients is they have great savings habits. And now that, you know, we're like, this is why you work so hard and saved, like enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Yeah.
And I think it's often easier to get people to think about travel, you know, versus like, oh, I'll get a nicer car or okay, we'll do. So yeah. So I love
that. The travel is such a fun indulgence because it does feel like an indulgence, right? All the time, no matter what you're doing. And I think, you know, there's lots of studies around you remember or you have less memories as you get older because your brain is used to doing the same thing over and over. So it's not logging a long-term memory, whereas something that you're doing different is going to imprint on your brain much more easily. And I think that's why travel is so unique and special and fun is it's like, you know, it's different because even if you go back to the same place every time, it's going to be a different way of experiencing
yes.
it.
Yeah.
So I really like that about it. It's such a great way to spend your money. Not that I'm biased or anything.
No, I mean, well, I will tell you I'm not biased, but I 100% agree. I just think it's such a great experience. All right. Well, I mean, I could sit here and talk to you all day. I think these are great tips. And at least from my perspective, a couple of ones that I don't think I would have come up with on my own. One of the things I think to wrap up is you mentioned about, you know, having the total budget. A question I have for you is how do you help your clients decide like what to splurge on, like what's worth splurging on and what maybe you don't, may not be the best use of your money to splurge on. And I understand every person is unique, but I'm thinking maybe throughout the years you've come up with some themes or seen some commonalities.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it depends, you know, one of my favorite things to do is work with a repeat client because I kind of know what it is they really like. When you get home, I always do a welcome home call and I'm asking them what was the highlight, what was exciting to you. So after a couple of years of this, I know exactly what Nicole likes, right? I know what's going to be exciting for her. So I think really thinking through what your priorities are. For me personally, I've never, like, don't get me wrong, I love a nice hotel, but it's not something I'm going to prioritize. But what I will prioritize is a Michelin star restaurant every night of my trip. Like, I want to spend stupid money.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. Right? We're only sleeping in the room. But
what are we doing? I tell my husband all the time, I'm like, I would sleep in a hostel to afford Michelin star if I, this is my priority. But that's what growing up in New Orleans does for you, right? Like you just prioritize food over anything else. But I've had other clients that, you know, will tell me I'm just truly into art and this is what I want to do. So maybe I set up a private dinner in one of the museums where they're overlooking their favorite piece of art in that museum.
Oh my God.
Maybe,
amazing.
Right? There's like fun splurges, but they have to be a splurge that is something that just rejuvenates you and excites you and it's going to be like for you versus just saying like everyone that goes to Florence, I set up a private dinner in a vineyard. Like that's not for everyone. You can't just say that you have to splurge because of this.
All right. I love it. Well, that is a great tip to wrap up on. So I thank you for that. And for our listeners, if anyone wants to get in touch with you, or I know you have a fabulous team, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So just go to our website. It's just travelbirds with a Y. So BYRDS.com.
How'd you come up with that?
I know, right? So cheesy to name it after myself.
No, I love it.
But there's a form on the website. You can fill it out and we'll connect you with the perfect advisor for you.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Yeah, I'm sitting here listening to this thinking I'm ready to travel with Team Bird all
right?
the way.
Right, me too,
the way.
Bill.
All
Maybe
the
we should do the podcast in 2026. We'll be traveling.
Exactly. Hi.
It needs to be recorded from Switzerland.
the remote location of. Exactly. So, Nicole, now we know how to get a hold of Bird. If anybody's listening and like to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, I would say also through our website, which is myprivatevista.com. On our homepage, we have a contact us button. You can fill out your information, reference this episode, and either myself or one of my fabulous colleagues will reach out to talk to you.
Fantastic. The other thing you can do if you're listening and you're not a subscriber is become one, because if you subscribe every time Nicole drops a new episode, you're notified. You can give that one a listen. And I would ask that if you like it, please recommend it to other people. Word of mouth promotion is very much appreciated. So until next time, I'm Bill Tucker. On behalf of Nicole and everybody at My Private Vista, thank you for taking the time to listen today. And remember, pink poop. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Dollars and Cents, Creating Your Fulfilled Life with Nicole Romito, sponsored by Private Vista. Visit our website at www.myprivatevista.com or give us a call at 312-831-4370. And don't forget to click the follow button to be notified when new episodes become available. Private Vista is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Private Vista and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Private Vista and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced. Such data and other information are subject to changes without notice. This was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC or any of its affiliates.